I can't wait to go to the Rockets Spurs tonight. This is going to be awesome. We got to start talking about this one because Kawhi is back. And this is one of those early season games where you try to establish this is the dog who pees on his spot. Like, this is the Rockets' chance to go mark their corner. They need to go mark their territory, lift their leg, and whiz all over Popovich.
Does it? Is it? Yeah. Is it? Because, well, they were one and three against the Spurs last year.
I know.
And then it showed in the postseason, even without Kawhi.
No CP3.
And no CP3, but no Kawhi.
Right.
Right.
This is that was
no
James.
Tony Parker really either.
That was I don't feel like playing basketball, James. It showed up. That wasn't even elimination, James.
But that was
like it felt like somebody had his mom in a tower somewhere with a gun pointed. If you score more than eight, she gets it. Like, what are you doing, no. James? You're not even trying.
She was sitting in the front row.
I
Nobody
guess.
Had a gun to her head.
What seemed like it, he was like, why is James not even attempting to go past the 35-foot mark in the – like, he wouldn't even approach the three-point line. Like, who's gotten kidnapped from James's life that he refuses to do anything?
The white ball.
Oh, the all-white gala.
The all-white gala.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know if you remember, the Spurs won three other games in that series, too.
I recall.
Yeah. So they won 4-2.
Rockets had them dead to rights in – not dead to rights, but they were leading, and they could have put them away in San Antonio, and they screwed that thing up. You remember that? And that was in game five.
That game counted, too.
Yeah, I know it counted.
And, oh, by the way, at the end of that game, James kind of fell apart there, too.
That's when it officially started. That's when it officially started. But I just think today's the day you lift your leg, you pee all over the Spurs, and you say, well, now that happened.
Well,
and
it's easy
we just marked
to do that
our territory.
For James in the regular season. I suspect James probably would go off for 40 in a meaningless regular season game against the Spurs.
Stop it.
I don't care what he does now. I hope James has a great night. I hope he lights up Kawhi as Kawhi's back for a second game, I guess. I hope he has a great night, but that don't mean anything to me until he lights up Kawhi in a game six in the playoffs.
Well, that'll happen too.
Okay.
Or CP3 will.
Or Kawhi doesn't even have to play and they'll lose and the Rockets will lose anyway.
So CP3.
This is gonna be a different year.
CP3 for 29 last game. All of a sudden now this was his best game. He found a way to score as opposed to just dealing. And not that they didn't need it. I mean, they had a huge lead and it was Charlotte, so let's take it with a grain of salt. But now all of a sudden we're seeing him incorporate not only dealing and getting everybody else involved, but he got involved. And there's enough basketballs. That was the issue. That's the issue in Oklahoma City. It was the issue when LeBron got to Miami. It was the issue when KD got to Golden State. And it was what I thought was going to be the issue here. The thing about CP3 is he didn't have to. You know, if Paul George ain't scoring, what is Paul George? And he'll play defense, but what is Paul George doing for you offensively? If Carmelo ain't scoring, what is Carmelo doing?
He doesn't even
exist. CP3 still was able to say, "I don't care. I'm going to dish to everybody." He had 14 assists and what? 8 points or 6 points?
Six points and zero turnovers.
And zero turnovers.
Yeah.
So
when's the last time you saw a Rockets assist leader with zero turnovers?
But now,
or even four turnovers.
But now, 29 points. He said, watch this. Now I'm going to do this, too.
Yeah, it's an if-then. It's similar to when Barkley's first year here, and Barkley would grab, 23 rebounds in a game and score 2 points, and then the next game, if he needed to, he could get you 29 points.
Right.
You know, you had some of that before the egos clashed. There doesn't feel like and this is where James deserves some credit. James gets a lot of blame, which, is rightfully so. He gets a lot of credit, which is rightfully so. But James is well-liked around the league. James gets along with teammates. James shares the ball. James gets along with guys off the court as well. I mean, some guys better than others, but guys don't dislike him from what I've been told.
They don't dislike him, but I don't know that he, from what I understand, is like one of the guys.
No, he's not a but that's okay as long as they don't think you're an
a-hole. Yeah, that's right, right.
You know,
like Jimmy Butler was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, but here's the thing. James was just fine with, hey, come on in, CP3. This is not a territorial thing. James has taken on a role that's different. Like, it's been seamless. And if it wasn't for James having that attitude, and I wasn't sure if he would, but he has. And it's, and he had to for this to work out. And so far, it hasn't been a problem. And I don't think it's going to be. I don't think James is that – maybe James isn't that true alpha. Maybe James isn't that guy. Because Alpha's have some a-hole in him, too. You know what I mean?
I don't
think that's James.
I don't believe that's James either.